The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. My name is Mark Sirianis. I'm your host. I'm a third Dan Black Belt, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life Magazine. This special episode is brought to you by Bet Online. I am part of our podcast is part of the Believe Sports Network. Believe is the number one sports and podcast network for professionals. Before I get into our program today, our sort of midweek emergency posting, I wanted to give a word from our sponsor. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Bet Online has you covered for all the news, the scores, and the odds. It's the best place for your bets. And it's free to sign up. I want you to head over to betonline.ag or to use your mobile device and to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. That's betonline.ag. And we're talking today about the Olympics, and I'm sure when the Olympics comes, it's probably one of the many things that BetOnline you can bet on. So our topic today, very disturbing topic, but I need to bring an update. We have covered every step of the way the Olympics. As those of you who follow our program know, Taekwondo is an Olympic sport, has been since the IOC's approval in 1994. Demonstration sport, as we talked about in the past, in 1988, and has been an Olympic sport ever since. It appears in the Summer Games. So the Tokyo Olympics were postponed. We all know that. We've covered the fact that they are supposed to take place, will take place in July and August, as Tokyo 2020 taking place in Tokyo in 2021. So as the world resumes, comes out of the pandemic, as vaccination rates go up, as infection rates go down, it seems like a great and promising future for the Olympic Games. Well, not so. Tokyo is really under a difficult situation right now. Tokyo is undergoing its fourth wave, the fourth wave of the virus. They have just been decimated by the significance of it. They are in the process of a lockdown. The rate of infection is increased, and the amount of people that have been vaccinated is very marginal. They were very late in the game. They have been very slow to approve the vaccines. Pfizer has been the only one that has been approved up until now. The availability of it has not been great. Moderna, I understand, is being approved as we speak. And those are the only two. So what does this mean? What does this mean for the games? Well, the IOC has come out and given their statement that the games will proceed. Now, there is extra caution. The IOC had already said that there would be no international visitation for spectators. So we knew that. Media, we have not gotten any information about international media, but my guess is we're going to be doing most of it virtually. We're 2 months away, and the IOC is making its case that the Olympic Games should proceed. If the games do not proceed, I want to be very clear, they will not be postponed. They will be canceled. The estimated impact on the Japanese economy is a $17 billion hard hit. The soft hit, of course, would be much greater than that for not having the Olympics. Obviously, as we know, Olympics generate a lot of money. There's a lot of revenue involved. People come in. They're already not going to be profitable in light of the fact that spectators and people that would normally come to the country cannot. Japan has about 5,000 new cases a day, about 80 cases a day right now. A total of about 12,000 people in Japan have died from the coronavirus. And as I said, they've had three prior lockdowns. They're now going into fourth. The big issue for Japan, which was the big issue here in New York and the big issue in many places, is hospital capacity. They have they're at maximum hospital capacity, and they're having a very, very difficult time dealing with what's going on. So there is a call. The medical and pharmaceutical people and many organizations in Japan are saying, don't have the Olympics come. Don't bring people here. Don't expose people here that could spread a new wave of the virus around the world, to basically quarantine Japan. The U.S. State Department, effective Monday of this week, has issued a travel ban or a travel advisory against going to Japan. That will not in and of itself affect the Olympic athletes, but it does affect other people that are going to Japan. But as I said, the Olympics will go forward. Now, it is not a requirement that those athletes that attend the Olympics be fully vaccinated. There will be protocols in place. There will be social distancing. There will be mask requirements. However, I do believe that there will be many of the athletes, if they're going to come, and coaches, will be vaccinated, because in probably their local country, in their local homes, it is much more, it is much easier for these athletes to compete and travel once they're fully vaccinated. So therefore, I believe we will see most of the athletes and coaches that are there be fully vaccinated. In addition to that, I know that the Japanese government is in the process of approving the Moderna vaccine, and they are planning on opening up additional sites to inoculate individuals. However, keep in mind that when you take the COVID, the Pfizer vaccine or Moderna two-shot vaccine, in order to get your second shot, there's a 30-day window. You can't take the second shot till 30 days after the first, and we're talking about 60 days away for the Olympics. So the likelihood that they'll have significant amount of people fully vaccinated is not going to happen. But they could have a lot of people single vaccinated. And if they did introduce Johnson & Johnson, which is very unlikely, which is a one-shot vaccine, it could work. But that is where we are as it relates to the vaccination scenario. Now, I also did hear in relationship to this that the IOC is going to be bringing, donating, sending, as well as the United States, a significant number of vaccines and administering vaccines along the vaccine effort to in Japan relating to the Olympics. So there is concern. There's great concern. There's great concern about whether or not the Olympics should take place, whether or not it's a danger to the Japanese people, whether or not it's a danger to the host countries. Now, in Japan right now, less than 5% of the total population have been given the shot, right? In the United States, it's probably around 50. Keep in mind that we talk about this concept of herd immunity, right? Herd immunity. Herd immunity, they talk about 80% plus. So there's definitely no way that the Japanese people, the Japanese government, are going to get there. However, in the microcosm, in the Olympic Village, in that area, you could see 80% or 100% of the people that are fully vaccinated. Those people are going to need to undergo strict quarantine requirements for their own safety and for the safety of the home countries that they're going to be returning to. I think they're not going to have the typical experience where they're going to get to see all there is to see of Japan while they're there. It will be limited to the facilities and the games, but it does appear that the games will go forward. Now, the other lingering question is, will countries opt out of sending their athletes to Japan for the Olympics, right? The Olympics will take place. The United States has indicated that they are still intending to send their athletes, but are there countries, particularly countries where vaccination is not under control, where the virus is not under control? Take a look at India. What are the likelihood that those countries will send people to Japan for the Olympics? It'll remain to be seen. We're going to cover this story We'll bring you all the latest news. But today, the bullet points, the breaking points are vaccine rates are low in Japan. The fourth wave of the virus is in effect. The country's in lockdown, and that the IOC says we will be proceeding with the 2020 Olympics taking place in 2021. So we will let you know more. It certainly is not what we were hoping to report at this point. We were certainly hoping for things that were more optimistic. In fact, at one point, there was a hope that there would be spectators and that we would have the ability to see the games live and so on and so forth. But we will see. We will follow and see what happens. It really is sad in many respects, but it does go hand in hand with the things that have occurred in this global crisis. My name is Mark Sirianis. This is Taekwondo Life Magazine. We are presented by betonline.ag. And like I said, Taekwondo Life Magazine. We will bring you all the latest and breaking news on this and other stories. Thank you. I look forward to seeing you on the mat.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.